Coronavirus update. I'm Jackie Quinn with an AP News Minute. An employee with the Federal Centers for Disease Control says the Trump administration has shelved detailed documents created by top disease investigators that carefully outline how and when to reopen public places like mass transit, daycare, and restaurants. Agency officials were reportedly told those documents would never see the light of day. A member of the military serving as one of President Trump's valets has tested positive for COVID-19. White House counselor Kellyanne Conway.
The president has been tested since. This was revealed, and he is negative.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says the state's ready for stage two, loosening his stay-at-home order, allowing some retailers to open, but doing so without customers in their stores. Republican Governor Greg Abbott of Texas has removed jail as a possible punishment for anyone who violates his coronavirus restrictions. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.